Our next story, it's called The Tiger, the Brahmin, and the Jackal. Once upon a time, in the land of India, there was a tiger who was caught in a trap. He threw himself against the bars and rattled the cage and rolled on the floor in a fury and roared with rage, but nothing worked. He was still trapped. When the tiger had given up hope of ever getting out of the cage, a poor Brahmin passed by. The tiger cried out,
"Rawr! Let me out of this cage, O pious one."
"Oh, no, my friend. Do you take me for a fool? You would probably eat me if I did."
"I eat you? I would be so grateful, I would serve you forever as my slave. Look at me, doomed to die in this cage unless someone with a heart as big as yours were to free me. Think of my poor family. What will they do without me to hunt for them? I swear, my good man, no harm will come to you if you will only set me free."
"Oh, very well, but what guarantee do I have that you will keep your promise?"
"Why, you have my word. Aren't I one of the noblest beasts in the forest?"
"Yes, yes, I suppose so. Just give me a moment to loosen the latch on this cage." "Ah, there you are. Free!"
The tiger popped out of the cage and seized the poor man who had freed him.
"What a fool you are. What's to prevent me from eating you now? I'm terribly hungry after being imprisoned for so long."
"Wait! You promised you wouldn't eat me if I freed you. Think of my family, my children."
"While I'll eat them up too."
"You can't be so heartless. Give me a chance. Let me ask three things their opinion on the justness of your action."
"Oh, very well. I'll go along with whatever they decide."
Thank you, noble beast."
"Off with you, but remember, I'll be waiting here when you return."
So the Brahmin set off down the road until he came to a pipal tree. He stood in front of the tree and explained what happened. Then the Brahmin asked,
"What do you think of the matter, tree?"
"What have you to complain about? I give shade and shelter to everyone who passes by, but all they do in return is tear down my branches to feed their cattle. What justice is that? So don't come whimpering to me. Be a man."
The Brahmin, sad at heart, trudged farther along until he saw a buffalo turning a well wheel. Again he told his story, to which the buffalo replied,
"You are a fool to expect gratitude from the tiger. Look at me. While I was able to give milk, they fed me on cottonseed and oil cake. But now that I am dry, they yoke me here and give me garbage to eat. Is that justice?"
The Brahmin was even more sad, and he turned away, head hanging low, which caused him to notice the road.
"Road, you've heard all this. What is your opinion of the matter?"
"My dear sir, how foolish you are to expect anything else. Here I am, useful to everybody, yet all, rich and poor, great and small, trample on me as they go past, giving me nothing but the ashes of their pipes and the husks of their grain. What more do you expect?"
With these words ringing in his ears, the Brahmin turned away, heart heavy with sorrow, ready to return to the tiger, who he knew would only track him down if he tried to escape. But he had gone only a few steps when a jackal called out,
"What's the matter, Mr. Brahmin? You look as miserable as a fish out of water."
"Ooh, I feel like a fish out of water. No one is sympathetic to my sad tale."
"Well, why don't you tell me your story? I'm a very good listener."
So the Brahmin told the jackal all that had happened, including his encounter with the tree, the buffalo, and the road. After he was finished, the jackal said,
"Oh, how very confusing! Would you mind telling me everything over again? It's getting so mixed up."
The Brahmin told his story again and again, but the jackal continued to shake his head in a distracted sort of way and still could not understand. The jackal said,
"It's very odd, but it all seems to go in one ear and out the other. I think you need to take me to the place where it all happened. Then perhaps I can give a judgment."
So they returned to the cage where the tiger was waiting for the Brahmin. He sat there sharpening his teeth and claws and growling.
You've been away a long time. My appetite has grown. Let us go now and begin our dinner.
Our dinner? What a remarkably delicate way of putting it. Give me 5 minutes, my lord tiger, so I can explain things to the jackal here. He's somewhat slow-witted.
Very well, but only 5 minutes. Can't you hear my stomach growling with hunger?
Yes, I'll only be 5 minutes.
Once again, the Brahmin began his story. He included every detail and was careful to be as accurate as possible. But, alas, the jackal still had trouble understanding.
Oh, my poor brain, my poor brain. Let me see. How did it all begin? You were in the cage and the tiger came walking by.
Pooh! What a fool you are. I was in the cage.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes, I was in the cage. No, I wasn't. Dear, where are my wits? Let me see. The tiger was in the Brahmin and the cage came walking by. No, that's not it either. Well, don't mind me, but begin your dinner. I don't think I'll ever understand.
By now, the tiger was in a rage at the jackal's stupidity and hollered at the confused beast.
I'll make you understand. Look here, I am the tiger.
Yes, my lord.
And that is the Brahmin.
Yes, my lord.
And this is the cage.
Yes, my lord.
And I was in the cage, do you understand?
No. Please, my lord.
Well?
Please, my lord, how did you get in?
How? Why, in the usual way, of course.
Dear me, my head is beginning to whirl again. I'm getting very confused. Please don't be angry, my lord, but what is the usual way?
By now, the tiger had lost his patience and jumped into the cage and cried out,
"This is the way! Now, do you understand how it was?"
The jackal grinned and winked at the Brahmin, then reached over to shut the door.
I understand perfectly now, my lord, and you, in turn, will have plenty of time to try and understand what has just happened to you.
And that, my friends, is the story of the tiger, the Brahmin, and the jackal. Do you understand?
Well, I understand that the tiger really got fooled.
Yes, that tiger thought he was so much better, but the jackal, who seemed so dumb, actually outsmarted him.
I like that story.